Foley. Justin Bieber is on his way to Ireland. He'll play the Three Arena in Dublin on February 23rd next year. That's 2023.
He's taking off pretty early, isn't he?
Tickets go on sale on Friday. He's taking off. Oh, yeah, no.
He's coming to Ireland.
Yeah, he's on his way.
What is he? What is he thumbing?
He's swimming.
Is he rowing across the Atlantic? What's he doing?
No, is he swimming from.
He's like swimming from LA.
The California side, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He's got plenty of time.
He's coming via India, going up the Suez. And then he might even come up the Rhine River. You know, he could come up the Rhine.
No, but then,
very scenic.
Fair play to him. He must really want to come to Ireland.
Oh, he's desperate. They've told him he can't come, but he's just jumped into the water and he's on his way.
Justin, please, this is not a good idea.
Is he going to swim up the Shannon and then across the country system of canals?
Yeah.
Through the locks.
He'll come down the Royal Canal and then they have to open each lock for him.
Attack by swans.
Baby, baby, baby.
There's Bieber.
This is Today FM playing the music you love. That's Welchie and No No. And all day. Yeah, all day. Specifically between 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. With an emphasis on 2 to 4:30. In the afternoon. Ireland, good afternoon. We're on. Yeah. We can do the roll call now, actually, can we?
Yeah.
I'm Ray. There's JP.
I'm Sean.
Orla's off babysitting Spin this week, so it's just me and Jit. We can do whatever we like. There's no editorial oversight on the broadcast this week.
Free gaff.
And I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. Without old 00 breathing down my neck.
She is a hard ass, isn't she?
She sure is.
Ball breaker.
Let's see, this is Liam who texted in saying he's 44 years of age. Well, lads, I'm nearly 42. My fella's nearly 45. Love the show.
Hey!
From Laura in Limerick. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, solid. What point is the cut-off?
Do we have a cut-off?
We need to ask people to leave. It's all bums on seats for me, so any age, we're a broad church. As long as you're prepared to endure what we do here between 2 and 4:30... And frankly, I'm just glad to have you.
The older you are, potentially you're a little bit hard of hearing. It's probably easier to listen
to the
show.
Much easier to listen to. Much easier to enjoy. You could probably listen to the whole show, actually.
Well,
if you can, you know, the harder you're hearing, the easier the show. That's our new.
That's a new
tagline.
T-shirt.
Write it down.
Write it down.
Write it down.
Write that down.
The harder you're hearing, the easier the. You're still on harder, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying joined up right for the first time.
I'm Trucker, lads. It's Trucker 30.
Yeah.
Does that put me at the young end of your demo from Fiacra? Fiacra, you're deluding yourself. Oh, look at me, I'm only 30, so I'm so young. Get out! We've got much younger. We're kid-friendly. We're a kid-friendly demo now. Like, back in the old days, we never would have been kid-friendly.
No.
I'm a dad.
Yeah. There's too many hate crimes on the show previously. You know?
There was
very
dark. The anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Oh, all the antis.
Anti-Mary, anti-Bridie, anti-Bridget, anti-Siobhan.
There's less blue on the show.
There's less sex talk on the show. There's definitely less blue.
But the band are still on the show.
Well, of course, there's Flyby and All Right.
Staples of the show.
Well, my kids are between 8 and 12, and they listen every day. So we're bringing your average down. I, however, am in my late 30s, so that cancels it out from Deirdre. No, Deirdre's all bums and seats. I like you saying, we're conscious of people, you know, collecting the kids from school and all that kind of thing as well. So we get a lot of people sort of with kids or whatever. So we try and keep it as clean as possible. And that brings the demo then right down, which explains why we're so immature.
Ryan says, I'm 26 and I feel old. Laughing face. Ryan, slap yourself in the face.
You need Ryan. Come here.
A little closer.
Just come a little bit. Just a little bit closer. That's too far away. This. How long's my arm? A little bit. I'm going to need a little bit closer than that.
Just keep leaning in.
I think my punches have expired. They're gone.
For God's sake,
Ryan.
You escaped this time.
You got away with this one. Yeah, my punches have disappeared. They've expired. Sorry. Get to the back. There you go. Oh, I love that. It's so handy. On show, Ray, it's Normal Women and Innocent Woman, Rebecca in Ennis, checking in. Love the show. Hey! See, the thing is with us, we're just normal men. We're just normal men.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
Ray, there's a big lot of us here. Give a shout out to Paddy, Alex, Jan, and the rabbit O'Neill on the factory floor. Nobody knows who controls the radio in here, but you're being piped in from Garrett. Hey guys, good to have us out. Good to talk to you. Here's Garrett. On show, lads, you're looking well on the TV ad, Ray. If the soft launch includes TV coverage, I imagine the hard launch will involve a Hollywood blockbuster movie. Love the show. Hey, hey, from Sharon. What are we on now? What day? Soft launch day 66. Any confirmation that we're going live or JP?
Still in the wait and see period, Ray.
Have you been in touch or?
I've been in touch, yeah.
And nothing back. Nothing. Have you checked your is your email in the sent items or is it in the outbox? Because if it's in the outbox, it might not have sent. But no, if it's in the sent items, it has sent.
I already checked to see
in your Outlook.
I thought it might have been in my drafts.
Just check your Outlook.
My drafts.
In your drafts. Today, is this a day long thing all day?
Oh, yeah.
The OnPost money currency card. We did the whole giveaway to New York with the OnPost money currency cards. And now we're doing a cash giveaway. A cash amount up for grabs. But we're not going to tell you what it is because you're going to have to choose the currency. I tell you what, I'll open this after this. It's 5 at Today FM. You're getting down, baby. Girls. Girls is your first word of your first song this afternoon. Girls, Girls, Girls by the Motley Crue from Larry. That'd be a solid suggestion for first song. Is it Calvin Harris from Shaz in County Down?
Oh, he had a song called The Girls.
That begins with I like those big girls. Yeah. I like those little girls. I like those tall girls. I like those small girls.
Wide ranging taste.
Yeah. Do you know, Calvin Harris never had any standards, really.
Equal opportunities.
Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. That song from Pulp Fiction, from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, from Jockey. Solid, but wrong. Beyonce, Run the World, Girls. Who Run the World, Girls? From Liam in County Tipperary, age 44. Thank you for sharing your age with us, Liam. It's good to know. Actually, if everyone could do that, we get a broad sense of the demographic of the broadcast. Joe's got us. Let me see. Paul from Limerick, but living in Carlow, says now he wants a Mars bar with the suggestion of this song. And Siobhan says she's got it as well. Extra listener points for you as well, Siobhan. Well done. Girls, what you're trying to do. Girls, what you're trying to do. This is Today FM. Five insisting they want it now, baby. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. When do you want it, JP? Do you want it now, baby?
Now would be good.
Now, baby.
Yeah.
Now,
baby.
Now, baby.
Yeah.
Okie dokie then, honey. Hey, Ray, Brian and Mike, the councilmen here. We're on show with special guest Alan the Chicken Man from Ava. Ava or Eva? Or Eva?
Not Eva.
Forever. Councilmen forever. Tuned in from County Cork, age 51. Shout out to the brave women on RTE1 last night. Trekking through menopause from Catherine. What, I missed, obviously wasn't watching RTE1 last night. What was the menopause?
Was it Claire Byrne or was it Primetime or is that the same show? I don't know. I never watched.
Absolutely no idea.
I don't see it.
I'm 23 on Sunday and I feel ancient from Shannon. Ray, is it a hashtag Boys Week without Orla? Well played. Yeah, I had a hashtag Boys Weekend last weekend because my wife was away. This is a hashtag Boys Week then, I guess. Because we're such manly butch men.
Oh my God.
Here, JP. Get
the
another
stink of Lynx Africa in here, Ray.
Get another beer there. We watch the football.
Wow.
Ray, I'm 62 today. Love the show.
Hey!
And my hearing is still grand. Cheers from Mary. Interesting. That's a very interesting.
You're going to listen to the whole show, Mary.
Interesting dichotomy. The OnPost money currency card is a prepaid MasterCard. It allows you to purchase and top up 16 currencies, including euro, on a single card. You can use it in millions of shops, restaurants and ATMs worldwide. And they also provide free 24-hour global assistance and emergency cash if you lose your card abroad. Of course, I know all this because we did the whole big New York giveaway just last week and the week before with all these details on
it. It's back.
So here's what we're doing. We have an amount of cash up for grabs. I'm looking at it. Let's say several hundred euro, okay?
All right.
Several hundred euro up for grabs. We're going to give you that amount in two different currencies. You've got 3 seconds to pick whichever currency you think is the bigger amount when converted to euro. Whichever amount you choose is the one you win. So it'd be a good idea to pick the amount that's worth more in euro. Oh, this is very confusing. We're doing Bureau de Change on the radio.
Yeah, against the clock.
God. Oh, jeez, I can't do this.
You'd panic, wouldn't you?
Note, the amount is based on conversion rates as of Monday the 23rd. Brackets, read out.
You don't need necessarily have to read everything on the page, Ray.
Brackets, I did read it out. Text or WhatsApp your name and the word currency to 0874-100-102. Oh, this is if you want to get on this now. Text or WhatsApp your name and the word currency to 0874-100-102. That's to win, hundreds of euro, and we're going to do this in a few minutes.
I feel like you're itching to give out another clue or something as to which currency the person
I won't.
Don't say anything.
No, I won't. No, don't worry about that. No. But if you want to get in to win, just text currency to 0874-100-102. My bigger concern is how I'm going to do it. Because do I have to calculate? Do I need to go on xe.com and calculate the currency, the exchange rates?
Do you know, we both have the calculator app out on our phones and we'll just do it on the fly. It'll be grand.
Are there sounds for this as well?
Hopefully there's a 3 second countdown, or I'm just going to have to count 3 seconds out loud, Ray.
Bear with, please. So let me get rid of that then. And then over there, there should be the right. That's Cadbury's, the great gig giveaway.
Ray is making radio happen.
Cash machine. Oh, the Onpost thing. Today FM.
Win with the Onpost Money Currency Card. And Today FM.
Well, that sounds kind of groovy, doesn't it?
Hey, Ray, do you come here often?
So you come on the air with us. I have a little bit of chat with you. Mildly abuse you in a fun, chatty radio way. And then I tell you your two currencies. So I could say like, so what would I say? Would I just say 10, for instance, 10 US dollars or 10 yen, 10 yen. And then I go, so you choose quick. JP.
Oh, yen. Dollars.
You've lost all the money. You're dead now. I have to cut you off. Does that work?
That works.
Okay.
That's the plan.
All right. So text in currency along with your name or where you're from. 0874-100-102. It's all thanks to the Onpost Money Currency Card, the prepaid MasterCard allowing you to purchase and top up 16 currencies, including euro, on a single card. We'll do that next.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need.
Today FM.
I think I've got a fairly good grasp on how this plays out now, okay? First of all, let me call Limerick.
It's ringing.
You okay?
Brad.
Sure.
Just excited, that's all.
Hello. Hello, is that Daniel or Danielle?
Danielle.
Hello, Danielle. Are you in Limerick?
Are you in Monaghan?
What? Monaghan.
Yeah. Hang on a minute. You told me Limerick
ago. I don't know where you got that from.
You're some dope.
I heard you say Limerick there. I was like, what is he doing?
And you know what? I knew by the ringtone. I was like, that's definitely more northern than Limerick.
That's more of a border county
sound. Yeah. Danielle, I'm so sorry for saying you're from Limerick.
I dare you.
And sorry to everyone in Limerick for suggesting it was Monaghan. Because famously feuding counties, Monaghan versus Limerick, down through the generations. So, Danielle in Monaghan, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Ah, pretty good, yeah. What are you up to today? You're working, what are you up to?
No, I'm at home with the two wee ones. I just got them from school and I'm waiting for three more to come home now.
So. Three more, five kids?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are their names?
Saoirse, Keelan, Tiernan, Fennan and Daniel.
Okay, and you've got two already at home?
Yeah, the nice two wee ones.
Okay, cool beans. Listen, I've got hundreds of euro here on the line.
Okay.
What we're doing is there a name for it? Is there a name? No, pick the currency, is it?
That sort of sums it up, all right.
That's a really catchy quiz title, isn't
it? Show me the money.
Show me them.
Hey, listen, Danielle, have you got a job? You're
have
hired.
You considered a career in radio. So here's what we're doing. With all the thanks to our friends at the OnPost Money Currency Card, the prepaid MasterCard that allows you to purchase and top up 16 currencies, including euro, on a single card.
Okay.
We're playing the currency game.
Right.
I'm going to give you two different amounts from two different currencies, okay?
Okay.
So for instance, like I said to JP, 10 American dollars or 50 Japanese yen, right?
Okay.
And then you have to, you've got 3 seconds, only 3 seconds.
Okay.
To pick one of the amounts.
Okay.
And then you win whatever that is, and we'll convert it into euro for you, tell you what it's worth, okay?
Okay.
Have you got it?
Yes.
Do you understand, Danielle?
I do.
Well, thankfully, Danielle understands.
Next one of us.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I will give you your two totals now.
Okay.
You've got 20,000 Mexican peso or 12,583 South African rand.
There you go. The first one.
The pesos, the Mexican pesos.
Yeah.
Oh, Danielle.
No.
Oh, Danielle.
Oh, my God. Don't you know? The pesos are worth nothing.
Oh.
They're
worth
no.
Absolute. There's been a massive financial crash in Mexico. Inflation's gone bananas and the peso. Oh my God.
Do you know, you wouldn't even get a full tortilla for 20,000 Mexican pesos.
No.
A half a burrito, a couple of nachos,
and a half dead donkey.
Oh God. Great.
So, Danielle, I can tell you the 12,583 South African rand would have been worth €748.44 for you.
That'd be a nice amount, wouldn't it?
Oh, I could have been doing with it, yeah.
You didn't get the €748.44.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
Let's convert the Mexican pesos for you. You went for 20,000 Mexican pesos.
Yeah.
That is worth €948.67.
Yeah!
Serious, yeah. €948.67.
Oh my God. Oh, I could just cry. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much, babes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was being horrible and keep.
Yes, you were.
I'm so sad.
You made an extra €200 on that deal. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much. You don't know how much that means to me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Listen, enjoy it.
And Maya?
Yeah.
Love the show. Hey. Thank you.
Well, it helps when I give you £900, I suppose.
Max and the Plaza Group. Legend. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tume.
We're doing this all day, aren't we?
We are indeed, across a bunch of shows.
All across the shows, all day, right here on Today FM. More chances for you to win. And well done to Danielle, not in Limerick, winning herself €948.67. Don't forget the cash machines in the next hour as well, making that phone call. And Shawn Mendes is next.
The last word.
What are you talking? I love Shawn Mendes. Beautiful, he's a beautiful boy. Today FM cash machines on the way in the next hour. We're making that phone call. €27,472.86 up for grabs. If you've been texting in on that, 17 minutes left before the cutoff at 3 o'clock. 0874-100-102 for your texts and WhatsApps. And saying that those of you that have difficulty hearing will almost certain, it's our hard of hearing guarantee. Those of you that have difficulty hearing are almost certain to enjoy the show more.
Yeah, oh, you get more out of it, won't you?
Absolutely. Anthony's over there. All right, Anthony.
Ray. Mm. Anthony from Galway, 56.
If you're 56 years of age, Anthony, is it? Yeah? That's a good age. Mm. Solid age. So glad to have
good
you.
Good innings.
Yes.
If you're hard of hearing, ramp up the volume.
Crank it up, baby.
Love the show.
Hey! Just Tony. And Emma's over there. All right, Emma.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Hi, JP.
Hi.
This is Emma in Galway.
Hi, Emma.
I have a very important question to ask your listeners. You know biscuits in the shops? You know those?
Oh, here we go. Do you remember Toffee Pops? Do you remember Viscounts?
Emma, don't do it to us.
Do you remember Bourbon Creams, Emma?
We'll get stuck in this for years.
Do you remember The Simpsons?
Chocolate ones that are pronounced bourbons.
I just said it. Bourbon, like the whiskey. Bourbon, bourbon.
Do people pronounce them Bourbons or bourbon?
Are you messing with me, Emma? Are you messing with me?
And there's also Viscount or Viscount.
I hadn't listened to this. Viscount, yeah, go on.
It's very riveting today.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help. Love the show.
Yay! Oh, no. Oh, no.
We could just glide past this. We could just park it and not go anywhere near it.
Don't. If you're mid-text about a biscuit, stop it. Abandon it. Into the drafts it goes and forget we ever said anything.
Nice or nice?
Blame him. Kygo, Whitney Houston. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Afternoon.
Hey lads, I'm 45 and I must say, I quite enjoy the nonsense. Love the show.
Hey.
Hey, from Brian in Westport. To which nonsense do you refer, Brian? OMG, I'm going on a hen weekend to Carrick-on-Shannon this Friday. We're doing the New Dart and the Booze Cruise. Can you do both?
Yeah, apparently you can.
Fantastic idea. New Dart and a Booze Cruise. Cannot wait. Shout out to the bride to be Sarah McClee. Carrick won't know what hit it, and her mum Linda's coming as well. That woman knows how to party.
Party!
Do you remember Neapolitan ice creams? Yeah, I did that. Do you remember Angel Delight? Do you remember Penguin bars? Do you remember pick up a penguin? Come here, Ollie. Come here. Come here. Just come here.
Lena. Oh. Well earned.
This is Emma with the Jemembers. Did not intend to do a bunch of Jemembers. She was talking about the bourbon creams.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Hi, JP. Hi.
Yeah, Emma, yeah.
This is Emma in Galway.
Yeah.
I have a very important question to ask your listeners.
Now, listen, when you say it's important, Emma, you let us be the judge of that, okay?
Yes. You know biscuits in the shops? You know those chocolate ones that are pronounced...
Yeah, they're like custard creams, aren't they? But they're chocolatey. Are they brown? Are they even chocolatey? They're brown in colour.
They're broadly speaking chocolatey,
aren't they? You assume they're chocolatey because they're brown.
And a Ray.
I'm just saying. You don't look at oxtail soup and think that must be chocolatey. And yet you do with a bourbon cream. Or a bourbon cream.
Bourbons.
Bourbons.
Do people pronounce them bourbons?
Yeah.
Or bourbon?
Bourbon. Well, there's the bourbon whiskey.
True.
And there's the Bourbon biscuit. Let's go straight to the source.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to call... Let's call a shop that will sell the biscuits.
Right.
And ask them if they've... It's ringing.
It's ringing.
This is a cost cutters we're calling.
Good.
Hello? Hello, cost cutters.
That's still ringing, Ray.
That's what a nonsense this is. There's nobody answering the phone in the cost cutters.
They've probably ditched.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message.
Ray, they're cutting costs. They haven't got the staff to answer the phones. They've cut the costs. What are you doing?
Cut the costs.
Come on, man.
Do you want me to call a different cost cutters? Or do you know what I could do? I call an off license.
Uh huh.
And ask them about bourbon or bourbon.
Good, good man.
Okay, one second.
You're really springing into action over there, aren't you? For someone who said they didn't want to entertain Emma's question, you really are making sure you follow through on this one, Ray.
It's radio. Hello?
Oh. Nothing there.
Just no one use the phone anymore. Mother of God. It's ringing. It's ringing. Mm-hmm. Hello? Oh my God, they hung up on me.
How rude.
This is the off license I'm ringing.
Unbelievable.
No, there was somebody there, right?
There was somebody on the end of that line.
There was somebody there. No, they're not. I mean, they could be busy.
But this time, I'm also, in an off license.
I'm also busy.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Ray.
Hello?
No, that's still ringing, Ray.
What an absolute dose this is. Seriously. There was somebody there and they've now dropped me.
Well, that's it then.
Give me another number there for either an off-license or a cost cutter. or indeed any other brand of shop that will sell me biscuits.
Go on, shout out the number.
Read it out there, yes.
All right.
Where's this we're calling?
This is a Londis, Ray.
Londis are brilliant.
In Cork. You spoke too soon, Ray.
Stupid carry on. Where's the 56 it ends in, is it?
It does indeed,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, what a dope.
Oh.
Right, give me another one then. I'm going to keep calling until I get someone because this is so annoying. Right, who's this we're calling?
Right, we're trying another Londis here in Roscarbery.
Well, Roscarbery,
this is a high wire act again.
I wonder, well, they could have an off-license section inside in the shop.
Could do.
They could potentially sell both biscuits and whiskey.
I wonder if confusion ever arises, Ray. You want to see Ray's face right now. Oh my God! There's clearly been a nationwide alert put out and said, Ray Foley may be ringing.
Did you hear that?
She was literally answering the phone and she hung up in the middle
she
of it.
She was right there. Right there.
Oh! Kim!
Hello?
Yes?
Is that Londis?
Yes, correct.
Hello there. I just wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you sell biscuits?
Of course we do.
Do you have any bourbon creams?
Bourbon creams. Just a second, I'll just go double check.
Okay, thanks. Oh, God. I feel bad for her now.
Just a second.
Or do you have any bourbon whiskey?
No, we have bourbon creams, Bolens. Bolens doing them, bourbon creams.
Okay,
we do.
Excellent. And do you sell alcohol there as well? Are you an off-license?
Of course we do, yeah, Big Range.
Do you have any bourbon whiskey?
Bourbon whiskey, just a second, I'll just double check.
Where is this we're calling?
Roscarbery. Great Hello? Service.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hello, yes.
Just a second, no, bourbon whiskey. No, Tennessee whiskey. Chilling. Ground, dun-dun-dun-dun. Bushmill. Just a second, no. Yes, we have Jim Beam.
Excellent stuff. Listen,
well
madam,
you are amazing.
What? I know, yeah. Welcome to store.
Thanks for, what's your name?
Natalia.
Natalia, thanks for taking
Thank
my
you.
Call and enduring
no
this
problem.
Nonsense.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Emma,
actually,
that's your fault.
I never actually clarified which is a bourbon whiskey.
Ring them again, Rick.
Ring them again.
Tell you what.
Ring
them
again. Give me another number, actually. Oh, come here. Just come here. Just come here.
What?
That's what I really want. That is indeed what he really wants. Lil Nas X, and that's what I want on Today FM. We play the music you love.
Alright, good afternoon. Hello. Yeah, the biscuits thing. It's all Emma's fault. You can blame her for that. Bourbon or bourbon. Where did we ring in the end? Was it Roscarbery?
Roscarbery, Londis, yeah. Natalia did a great job.
Fair play to Natalia for answering the phone. I need to be more mindful. Here's the thing. If you work in... Because we've rang... I love ringing places. I love just ringing cold and seeing what happens, seeing what we get.
You're a talker. You like to talk to people.
But then as I'm sitting here making ringing out and dialing, and it's ringing... I'm sitting here, slowly coming to the boil, and a simmering rage. Are people not answering their phones? It drives me spare. I go crazy. But the reality is, I need to be more mindful of other people's experiences, not just mine sitting here, people not answering the phone. Because those people that answer the phone, Natalia could hear it. She didn't have time to answer the phone. She was working.
Do you know what, Ray? I think we've made a breakthrough there.
We've made a breakthrough.
That's a real growth today on the show for you. Well,
I'm still going to keep ringing people, though.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely.
And still getting raging when people don't answer the phone. People not answering the phone is only one removed from getting a voice answering service. If you would like to speak to the news agent, press 1. If you'd like to talk to the off-license, press 2. Lads, if you don't win a radio award for that segment about the biscuits, I'm moving back in with my mother from Dave. Dave, tell Mammy we said hi. Wish her happy birthday, happy Mother's Day, and happy Christmas. Foley, you're like Terry Tibbs off Phone Jacker. Talk to me. Sell me, ladders. Hello, Aunt Towie Tibbs. Ladders, sell me. And Barbara's over there as well. It is Barbara, isn't it?
Barbara, yeah.
She didn't put her name at the beginning.
Did that lady...
It was Natalia, yeah. She was foreign, though. So when I was saying Bourbon or Bourbon, she just heard all the same thing because I'm sounding foreign to her.
Did that lady in London just had a foreign accent? I just couldn't stop laughing. So you couldn't figure out.
Yeah, we couldn't work out if it was Bourbon or Bourbon. You're right, but it is Barbara, isn't it?
Sorry, it's Barbara. Also with a foreign accent.
Go on out of that, Barbara. I was like, I might as well let him finish at this stage. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Ollie wasn't going to stop for you, was he?
Ollie wasn't going to let up. We're just normal men. We're just innocent men.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
Love the snort. Phil is over there, 087-4100-102.
Foley, what is this normal men thing all about? I missed the whole thing. Fill me in there. Glad.
Good and good man. This is a normal men thing.
We're just normal men.
We're just innocent men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
It's a puppet. It's a dog on the BBC, on CBBC, CBBS, Children's BBC. And his co-presenter, human co-presenter, and he turns to her, the human, the dog does. His name's Hacker T Dog, and he says,
"We're just normal men."
And she says,
"What do you mean, normal men?"
And then he says,
"Just innocent men."
And that's it.
If you watch the clip online,
it is amazing.
Resistance is futile. You will not be able to not laugh. You will laugh.
It is hilarious. And every time I play it, it brings me a little skip, a little beat of joy in my heart.
It's ringing.
Hello, Kaka.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Hacker T Dog. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Hello, Hacker.
Hello, Kaka. You all right?
Yeah! Hey! Hacker, unbelievable.
Just a couple of normal men?
We're just normal men.
You're just innocent men.
We're just innocent men, Cocker.
So am I, Cocker, and I appreciate you getting me on your fantastic radio station in Ireland.
In Ireland, yeah. Well, all of Ireland is in... Well, we're in love with you, and this was about a month ago, Hack. I'm sure you're familiar with this. About a month ago, yes. It started going viral, just that one clip in particular. But then as a result of that one clip, which, by the way, is so gorgeous and joyous... And your relationship with Lauren is just so pure and wonderful and just hilarious that we went then and looked at all of the bloopers and all the other tapes of you, and we're like, you're a glimmer of happiness in our dull, miserable lives. And I want to say thank you for that. But
on the other hand, I've still got a dull, miserable life.
So how are things? Are we interrupting your work now at the moment?
No, you're all right, Cocker. I've got today off. I'm in Wigan, where I live. That's where all my stuff's kept, in the northwest of England. And I've been on telly yesterday, and I'll be on telly again tomorrow. I've been doing some things on my Instagram and on the TikToks. Have you heard of that? It's a new thing, TikToks.
The kids are all into it, yeah. And they do the dances.
Oh, the kids. Well, I'm only six, so I'm into it. I'm only six, isn't I, Cocker?
Of course. Come here, what's Cocker? Because we don't understand that over here. How do you get away with that kind of language on the BBC?
No, it means friend, chum, mate.
All right, okay.
Have you ever seen Coronation Street?
Yeah, we've watched Coronation. Did they say Cocker much on Coronation Street?
Well, they used to. Bette Lynch used to say it. But she used to go into the cabin and say, "All right, Cockers, can I have a quarter of midget gems?" And Rita would say, "Of course you can, Cockers. Do you want a free paper?" "No, I don't want a free paper. It's rubbish." "Well, you can take it, because I've got loads." "I don't want your free paper." "Rubbish, there's nothing in it. I'll have the Weatherfield Gazette or nothing." All right, cockers. You got some cola cubes. I don't want cola cubes.
It's good to get cockers in context. And
that is how it came about.
That's how.
Have you ever heard of cannon and balls?
Of course I've heard of Cannonball, yeah. They're comedians.
Well, they said it. He said, you're right, cockers.
They used to say cockers as well.
It's a northern thing. There's nothing mucky about it. It means mate. What do you say in Ireland? You say mate.
Mate, buddy, pal.
Mate, buddy, pal. Yeah, yeah. Man, bro. Bro.
I am not prepared to use any of those.
That's fine. Cockers it is then, cocker.
Although I've got a couple of good cockers over in Ireland, you know, because I'm very good friends with Zig and Zag.
I was going to ask, do you know Zig and Zag? Because, of course, they spent time over there as well.
Of course I know them. We all go to the same dry cleaners, cocker.
Would you have seen them back in the day? Would you have watched them when they were on
the
Big Breakfast?
Yes, I watched them on the Big Breakfast in the early 90s. Even though I'm only six, I don't quite know how that works.
Yeah, that's funny, Matt.
I'm a big fan of it. In fact, I worked with them only last year in November because we did a big thing for children in need.
Of course, I remember,
Aid. That was amazing. And Zagger in that.
And are you familiar with Dustin then as well, or is that too much?
I know Dustin the Turkey. Yeah, we're very close. In fact, Dustin sent me the best of his DVD a couple of years ago. He's a fan of mine, you know, Dustin.
Oh.
He asked me for tips when he was doing Eurovision. Yeah. And I didn't give him any. That's why he didn't win.
Are you a fan of turkey then? Would you
never eat turkey, not in front of him.
Not in front. Yeah, you take it very personally, yeah.
Yeah, I make him turn away before I nibble on a bit on his...
on his giblets. Listen, Hacker, we're so excited and grateful that you took our call this afternoon.
As a cocker, I enjoy being on the radio. It's easier with the lip sync.
I can imagine.
Less work.
Yeah, less work.
You know what I mean, cocker?
Are you still in touch with Lauren?
Yeah, we're very close. I've known Lauren for over 10 years. That clip was actually from 2015, I think.
Wow, that's making us all feel old.
Yeah, well, I'm on borrowed time now, cocker.
Well, you're on dog years as well, you see. You
exactly,
you
I'm about 94, I think. what's her name? That woman out of the beautiful South, Jackie Abbott, she retweeted it.
Yeah.
And it's gone virus now.
It's gone virus. It's everywhere. You're more popular than coronavirus.
It's like monkeypox.
you're everywhere, except more fun. Listen, cocker. Yeah. Cocker, thanks for taking our call. We really appreciate
it. My pleasure, sir. Can I come on again?
Absolutely. Anytime you want, you'll come on tomorrow.
Yeah, give me a ring, Cocker.
Okay, we'll
I'm
do.
Always available.
Hacker T Dog, ladies and gentlemen.
What a dog.
We're just innocent men.
Hacker T Dog on Today FM is Lizzo. Is that... O'clock, yeah, it's thick. One Republic. And apologise, this is Today FM. 100 to 102, Today FM, and online at todayfm.com. We play the music you love. Cockers. Hi there, by the way, I'm Ray Foley, there's JP.
How are you?
Hacker T-Dog. Hacker, yeah, Hacker T-Dog. I was so on the edge of calling him Cocker T-Dog, because he says cockers all the time. He was on with us earlier on. He's a puppet. I didn't want to say that to his face when he was on with us, but he is. He's a puppet. He needs to understand that.
I've been Facebook messaging him since, Ray, and Hacker's a lovely dog.
He is a lovely... As dogs
great
go,
crack,
he's
yeah.
lovely. He's really nice. And he said he'd come on again anytime.
Yeah.
So now he's ours. He's our dog. We've adopted Hacker.
I've invited him into the studio the next time he's over in Dublin, Ray.
Thank you for bringing Hacker T Dog into my life, lads, from Phil. Here's the funny thing certainly for me, and I think for a lot of Irish people, we didn't really have Hacker T Dog. Has he been on for like 20 years?
Well, I'm not sure it's that long.
I've watched
a while.
Some clips of, you know, Ian Sterling, Laura Whitmore's husband, the voice on Love Island. He was one of the, like, when he was a kid, he was presenting with Hacker T Dog. He's had loads of human co-presenters down through the years on BBC. But this is the thing. We never really watched in our house, we never really watched the British channels or the English channels. We'd watch like Zig and Zag and Irish kids TV and not much of the the CBeebies. I suppose that's changing now, though, because there's dedicated channels for different things. You might see an awful lot more of them now.
Well, I mean, I would have watched Gordon the Gopher and all that. So he's this generation's Gordon T. Gopher.
There is the fact as well that we were adults. We have been adults for pretty much the entire time the Hacker's been
allegedly.
On. So now we're discovering Hacker as a result of him going viral. And he's absolutely hilarious. Go and watch the blooper videos. He has his own YouTube channel. Go and look him up. It's hilarious. Like, if you're feeling moody or grumpy, like most evenings, I will watch a good 5 minutes of those YouTube bloopers.
There's one blooper where his co-presenter, Lauren, I think it's Lauren, she asks him what he's having for dinner. I won't say anything more, but the way he responds is classic.
Or when he goes, hey, watch this. What was that like? That's on the telly. Hello. Hey, Doug. You're on the telly. Also, if you watch any of the Ian Sterling clips, that's your man who's married to Laura Whitmore, having a clue what he's saying. Once he starts laughing, and he's Scottish, once he's laughing and being Scottish at the same time, he's just making noises. But the dog is doing all the funny stuff. Hilarious. Hacker T Doug, thanks for coming on, man. Lads, I just watched the Normal Men video about 10 times and I can't stop. There is a longer version where your one is trying to talk and she can't. It's hilarious. It's her snorting as well makes it. It's when she...
We're just normal men.
She's holding her nose.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
And she goes to hold her nose straight away because she knows what she's going to do. Mike and Carlo love the show. Hey! Cheers, Michael. 0874-100-102 for texts or voice notes on WhatsApp. Hello, Damien.
Lads, heads up there. A crash has just happened on the N7.
I'm here in Mosley Road. A crash has happened on the N7, is it? Sorry, Damien.
Heads up there. A crash has just happened on the N7 going outbound just after Junction 3. It's in the outside lane. It's going to cause chaos.
Listen, thanks for letting us know.
Hey, Niamh, get in here.
Is Niamh traffic
get
out
in
there?
Here.
Gay traffic.
Get in here.
Get into the studio.
Get in here. I've got breaking news for you.
She's walking towards the studio like a bold child.
In. You were looking at me like I didn't mean it. Come in. Come in. Sit down. We're doing traffic. Live traffic. Hop on
live
the microphone
traffic.
There.
You
can put on your headphones there. Damien's in touch with us.
Hi, Damien.
And he sent us this.
Heads up there. A crash has just happened.
By the way, Niamh traffic, everybody.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in. Hacker T-Dog and then Niamh traffic.
Niamh traffic. Loads of guests on the show. He says there's an accident on the N7. Have you got it already?
I've just spotted it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's another
one. On the N7 going.
What, there's another one?
On the off-ramp of the M50 as well, so yeah.
Oh, gee. Yeah,
so
it's going to be a nightmare out there.
Good luck now to anyone travelling that way.
Let me look at the live map, actually. This is the live traffic map on the... So, yeah.
You live for this kind of stuff,
Niamh
traffic, don't you?
I'm
live
a guru.
For this.
Yeah, she's a traffic guru.
Yes.
I'm looking at your traffic maps there, and it seems to be at Rathcoole, is it? So
yeah, so I think there's the delays are backing up on the M50 from like before Lucan, and then on the N7 they're from towards Rathcoole. So yeah, you put me on the spot here.
She's no script and we're making her do it live.
You're not a chancer. You actually know traffic.
I do.
Oh, okay.
I know this.
The one in the M50 one is all around the Tala Junction.
Yeah,
looks like,
yeah,
is
yeah.
It? Yeah, looks horrible there as well. Yeah, if you're on the road, stay on Today FM, Matt Cooper, and of course Niamh Traffic.
Thank you.
Keep the movie. What's your out?
It's Niamh O'Reilly, Today FM Traffic.
Oh,
Niamh O'Reilly, Today FM Traffic. JP, you try us.
Niamh O'Reilly, Today FM Traffic.
Niamh O'Reilly. Niamh O'Reilly.
I preferred her version.
Yeah. Niamh O'Reilly, Today FM Traffic. Right, more after 4:30. Eni Kamosi, here comes the hot stepper. Here comes the hot stepper.
That's when I remember. That's when I remember.
OMG, Niamh and Shauna are voice twins. Well, Niamh and Shauna are sisters. So, Shauna O'Reilly, formerly of Ian Dempsey's Parish, this parish in general, but Ian Dempsey's show on Breakfast, is sisters with Niamh O'Reilly on Traffic.
They do sound very alike.
Niamh, get in here.
And that's a good thing, by the way. Because we like the way Shauna sounds.
Come in, we need you again.
It's not like she's got work to do, Ray.
In the middle of probably one of the busiest days traffic-wise in the country.
Blow it up out there.
We're calling. Hi, Niamh, come on in again.
Niamh Traffic, back again.
Come on, Niamh Traffic, yeah.
This is great, actually, when we don't have much content. Just get Niamh Traffic in.
We wanted to hear you talking like Shauna.
Okay, I don't know. I think we have the same laugh at times.
I think, I can kind of hear it now.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sean O'Reilly. You can leave me a message and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Alternatively, you can send me a text and might see that quicker. Thank you.
She's very professional.
Wait, now you say that now in her voice.
Here.
Go on. Hiya. This is
Sean O'Reilly here.
Oh, yeah. That's really good. Go on, did you get it? Oh, maybe leave us a text and I get that quicker.
Oh, yeah. No.
On, do it. Go on, do it.
What does she say?
Alternatively, you can leave me a text or I might...
Alternatively, you can leave me a text and I'll get back to that quicker.
Oh, my God, it's Shauna. Close your eyes, it's Shauna. What have you done with Shauna? Neve O'Reilly traffic, everybody.
Well done.
Thank you.
Neve O'Reilly.
I actually messed up my outro the last time. It's Neve O'Reilly Today FM Travel, not traffic.
All right, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Neve, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
What's up? Go on, get out of here. We've got so much traffic to do. There's so much we need to get to do on the show today, I swear to God. We need to get to do Jarvis Cocker's Cockers, where Pulp frontman Jarvis Cocker comes in. I think this is all still going on Shauna's voicemail, by the way. Sorry, Shauna.
Great.
Where Pulp frontman Jarvis Cocker comes in and lists off his close personal friends. They're Cockers. It's Jarvis Cocker's Spaniels, where Pulp frontman Jarvis Cocker tells us he's heavily invested in the royalties from common people in dog breeding, specifically Cocker Spaniels, in Jarvis Cocker's Cocker Spaniels. And we didn't get to do Jarvis Cocker's Cockles and Muscles, where Jarvis Cocker comes in and belts out a cover of the Molly Malone classic Alive Alive O in Jarvis Cocker's Cockles and Muscles. Maybe we'll get to do that on the show tomorrow from 2. Matt's next, thank God. See you. Ray Foley.